The Hits Radio.
Backstage Live. Park Life in Manchester with Foxes. Hi.
Hello.
How was it for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. Really, really good vibes, actually. It sort of started raining at one point, and but everyone ignored it, and yeah, it was really amazing to hear people singing the words, actually. We just got a video, and it's quite mind-blowing, so yeah.
That's one thing you've got to deal with at festival, with festival life, is a potential for rain, which is inevitable.
In England, but I love it. I think that's why England is kind of amazing compared to something, I guess, in America, festivals are a different story because, you know, everyone just looks too perfect almost. We're just sort of a bit rough around the edges and covered in mud.
Yeah. Festival fun is one thing. Festival fun in the rain is a whole nother level.
You've got to get stuck in.
Yeah.
You need to literally just fall in a puddle, which is what I just did.
What happened? Because you were just moaning about your feet. What happened with your feet?
I saw Rudimental and I went to run across forgetting that it's muddy and I fell in a puddle.
But you're working it very well.
Yes.
You're working it. You do look incredible. You do look amazing. I look a little bit like I've been involved in some like horrible car crash.
No, you look ready. You look ready for this.
Prepared.
I'm not ready for it. That's the problem.
What's the key? What's the secret to staying looking good at a tough festival?
Stay in your porta cabin.
Porta cabin. Just not stay. Everybody can have a porta cabin.
And then also my bandmates were sort of carrying me earlier, so that helps. But I don't make them; they kind of offer to. So I'm not.
They feel pressured to carry you.
They want to.
Also, you are. You're doing a couple of festivals this summer. What's the plan?
Doing Glastonbury, doing V Wireless, all the fun ones.
Nice. I'm going to be at Glastonbury in a couple of weeks as well, and it feels like the whole sort of, it's the cornerstone of the festival season, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this your first time?
For the festival season, yes. I haven't. For a lot of them, actually, it's my first time. I didn't really do festivals last year, so this year it's like going all in, and I'm sort of doing all of them. So yeah.
Wicked.
It's amazing. It's quite mad.
And it's a very different kind of vibe to doing any other sort of gig, I guess.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I think this is sort of, proper festival wise, this is one of the first I've played, and that was insane.
Yeah.
I think there's just everyone's happy, everyone's really up for it, and you know, there's an energy that you don't get in a small club.
Yeah.
It's, you know, especially when it's outdoors, it's really magical, and you're just sort of looking out into the sky, and it looks amazing.
There are also a lot of rides, a festival staple. What do they call it? Ferris wheel? Is that the word for it?
Yes.
The thing that goes round and round, and that thing that sort of tips around.
Have you been a good Ferris wheel.
I was going to say, have you been tempted to take part?
Yeah. I'm always tempted. Last year when I played with Rudimental, we sort of ran outside and went on the rides. But when you've just played the main stage, it's a bit awkward because you're sort of like, yay! And you sort of forget, and then, but it was fun.
And you mentioned that you saw Rudimental here. They're outside now getting themselves ready for their set at Park Life. I guess that when you do these sorts of things, you are bumping into people that you know, other people that you've perhaps worked with in the past. That must be quite nice as well, just like hanging out with your mates, essentially.
It's great. It's like it's a little family. It's lovely. And it's really nice. The UK British music scene right now is so lovely, and everyone sort of appears to be there for each other, and it's really nice. It's, you know, it's the featuring thing as well. A lot of people are working together, a lot of people are bringing their mates on board for things, so it does feel like really close, and it's nice.
Any plans to rock up on stage with anybody or have anybody come on stage with you at any point during the festival season?
This festival season, I think I'm going to do it on my own. I think I'm quite looking forward to taking the stage. I did a lot of that last year.
Yeah.
So it's quite fun to now just do my own work and really, and sort of get stuck in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And looking ahead, what's like the highlight for you? What are you most looking forward to seeing or being a part of this summer?
Really looking forward to Glastonbury because it's Glastonbury and I've gone every single year, but this is the first time.
So you've been as a punter?
I've been as a punter. I just love it. I am definitely a festival goer. I remember being on my mum's back growing up at festivals as like a little toddler. So I've always been to festivals and I get stuck in. So I'm looking forward to getting stuck in at Glastonbury.
Nice. And what are your festival essentials then? We've got quite a lot of stuff. We are here in your dressing room. We've got lots of food and drink and stuff. What's your must-haves?
All the food is good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Japan tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I've got a show tonight at 1:30 and then I'm going to Japan tomorrow with the band. We're going on a little promo tour and doing lots of shows. So we've all got suitcases. So I don't usually take this much, you know, to festivals. That would be mental. So I'm trying to protect the clothes from the mud right now. It's all gone a bit.
That is very hardcore.
Yes.
Coffee, I guess, important as well.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Coffee is everything. Literally, it gives you life. Yeah, it's quite healthy, isn't it, Fee? We've got like...
Yeah, it does, there's a lot of fruit.
Well, we started off with vodka and Haribo and cake. And then literally 4 shows in, I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore. I am living... You know, yeah.
What
goes up must come down. Haribo is not a fun high. So.
Well, enjoy tonight and Japan and stuff and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
It's been nice hanging out with you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks for having me. The Hits Radio.